Hi there, I'm Dave Carl, creator of Paws and Tails. All of us here working on Paws and Tails want so much for more people, more families around the world to hear about the fun and the solid teaching built into every episode, so we're looking for folks who would like to join the Paws and Tails team. We are a supporter-funded ministry, and we want to make it as easy as possible for you to join the club and become a new supporter. Just log on to pawsandtails.org and click the donate button and help us out with a donation for any amount. It really will make a world of difference.
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. If you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there too.
Come on, CJ, jump!
It's too far.
It wasn't too far for me.
Insight for Living Ministries is proud to present Paws and Tails. Last time on Paws and Tails.
Oh, he's been beaten badly.
Bandits?
Maybe we should leave now.
We're here to help. Oh, he's choking.
Around his neck, there's something choking him.
It's too tight to cut off with my knife.
Oh, no. It's an amulet.
What does that mean?
Heavenly Father, we need your help. How do we free him? Help us, Lord.
We really need to get out of here.
It just came off. The whole thing came off by itself.
No, they don't do that.
What are you talking about? How do you know anything about this?
thank you. My name is Mendel.
Where did you get that amulet? What terrible thing did you do?
Ned, what are you doing?
He's right. I came from Frontera with my friends. We were on a mission from my master, the one who gave me the amulet. I can't thank you enough. I would have died out here. They wanted me to die.
So what kind of friends want you dead? What is this all about?
If I tell you, do you promise to help me anyway?
Of course we will. What happened?
My master is pure evil. He hates everyone in Wildwood with a passion. He made me promise to carry a small barrel of poison and pour it into the Salmon River just before it flows into town.
That's our water source. We all drink from that water.
I know. It was going to kill many people, and the rest, well, they were going to wish they were dead. I couldn't do it. I snuck off last night and hid it, buried it so no one could find it. I just couldn't do it. So they beat me, nearly to death. After they left me in the dirt, the amulet began to get tighter and tighter, slowly killing me, inches at a time. That was my punishment for disobeying my master.
Why would he want to poison the whole town? Why?
He wanted to kill the one.
The one?
We don't know who he is. So my master wanted to try to kill him by killing most of the town.
Insanity. This is insane.
Okay, Mendel. Stop. Just rest.
You seem to know more about all this than I do. What's going on out there?
There's an awful lot to tell. But to make it short, there's a place called Shadow Valley.
I've heard the stories since I was a kid, but no one believes they're true. Thousands of people trapped there. It's the stuff of campfire stories.
I heard them too as a kid. But then I found myself trapped in there. It is sadly, terrifyingly, all too real.
Oh, once the prisoners are captured and transported into Shadow Valley, what happens to them?
The longer they stay in the valley, the weaker their will becomes. They lose hope, and when that is completely drained from them, they will believe any lie I tell them. When I am given permission to release them, they will swarm like locusts over these mountains, destroying and devouring everything they find. When it is all done, I will have a kingdom of mine.
I escaped Shadow Valley only by a miracle. I can't find it again, though I've tried. If I did get in again, I have no confidence that I could find my way out. There is a rumor, a prophecy, that the One will release them, save them from this terrible curse, if they are released before the swarm.
Then they can wander back to their homes and families. I heard that in third grade. So, you're telling me now, it's all true? It's all real?
I am.
We've been building an army for years, sending them in every direction to find the One. We have been thwarted every time and in every way. There are powerful forces protecting him. They are called the Warriors. Well, this is no band of stragglers. These warriors wield power that is unimaginable. They seem to know where we are and often where we're going. They protect Wildwood, encircle it so that only a rare few can enter. Yes, I am one of these few.
I am recruiting only those who will not fail me in battle with the Warriors and anyone else in my way. I will grant those whom I choose great power. I am looking for a few who will never stop until victory is ours. The taking of this mountain will only be the beginning.
The Minion! I will find this One that stands in your way. I will do whatever it takes. If I have to burn this mountain to ashes, I will. We'll find the One and bring him to an early end.
All the wicked people and evil things in these mountains desperately want to find the One and kill him. Stop him if they can't kill him. They'll do anything to keep him from releasing the prisoners. The biggest problem for them is that they don't know who he is. So they keep looking, trying anything. Clearly, they would happily poison most of the town to kill him by chance. They can. They'll keep searching. It's been going on for decades that I know of.
Well, it's you, right? It's gotta be you.
It's not me. In many ways, I wish it were. It'd make things much simpler. But it's not me. Here, hold these together.
Keep going.
I've had my run-ins with this kind of evil many times in the past. Not for a long time now. Something seems to have changed. They seem stronger now. Makes me nervous.
You found a dagger? On a bejeweled belt?
You found a beautiful bejeweled belt with a dagger on it. Oh, let me see it, let me see!
Dagger with a belt. Dagger, and with it, a belt.
Belt with a dagger. All of it. Bejeweled.
Look. Bejeweled.
Oh, girls, that looks priceless. Put that back.
It's fine. They're always very careful with those things. That is a very interesting piece, though.
Wow, Stace. You look so good and powerful in that. Looks like it was made for you.
What does this all mean, and what role am I going to have in it?
Theo, I'm pretty sure the One is CJ.
Welcome, everyone, to my podcast, Ned Knows. My guest today is my good friend, Stacy. So, tell me, Stace, why do you think Paws and Tails is so amazing?
Well, I love it because it's funny, and every episode has an original song.
Yes, Ned knows.
Did you know that every episode is read over by theologians to make sure that everything in it is biblical as well as fun?
Well, that's all the time we have here for Ned Knows. So long, everybody.
Lunch was delightful, Daisy.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Girls, please rinse off the china and the crystalware. I'll finish it up later.
Yes, ma'am. I just love eating off of china. It makes me feel so fancy.
You have done some real magic getting the girls to be so responsible and polite.
Well, I'm like a favorite aunt. I can ask things of them, and if I tell them that it's fun, they tend to believe me.
Whoa! What the? Nothing going on here. You can believe me that no very nice china almost hit the floor. No, sorry, Bob.
Get back in the kitchen, Goose.
Everything is zippy-skippy and well under control. If you thought it wasn't before.
Goose!
Coming!
They still have a ways to go.
Daisy, you were telling me about your little prayer group.
Yes. I guess we got distracted a bit. A few of us gather weekly to study some and to pray a lot.
How lovely. I would be so pleased to join you. I pray on my own, but there does seem to be something powerful when several gather for prayer.
I couldn't agree more. We pray for protection of the children and the town, that evil will be held back from our town. I know it's silly, but some time back, a bit as a joke, someone started calling us, well, we call ourselves the Warriors.
Well, as Minion continued to plan on just how they could find the one, the raggediest wolf you ever did see came running into the cave. He had been running for a very, very long time.
Minion, my lord.
Slink, how did you? I've been anxious to hear of the death toll men have been
brought. He didn't do it.
What?
He betrayed you. He didn't poison the creek. And he hid the barrel somewhere. We couldn't find it. The attack didn't happen. Wildwood is safe.
How could you betray me? The Acolyte will finish him off soon enough. Who did I charge with finding the Warriors? This smells of their work.
Your Sternness, you gave those orders to Mendel. He was supposed to find them. You're going to want to step back a bit and... cover your... Please, Your Sternness, there's just a smidge of spittle in the corner of your... Now it's on my shirt. Slink, can I borrow your hanky? Thanks ever so much.
The stretcher was completed, and Papa Chuck carried the front of it while Theo held the back up. There were a few miles of trail ahead, so the boys lagged behind, kicking stones, pretending to discover and arrest bandits, and, well, just all the sorts of things boys do at the end of a great adventure.
So, I've been thinking. The bandits. Are there people who steal from the bandits? What do you call them? Bandit bandits?
Ooh, double bandits.
Reverse bandits?
No, that just means that they rob from the poor and give to the rich.
Nicely done, my friend, nicely done.
So, if all of this is really true...
It is.
What do I do? What does CJ do? How can a third grader be the one?
Minion, my former master, is looking for a full-grown someone. Ugh. I'm sorry, I couldn't help but overhear.
That'll be very helpful.
Can we trust you?
I owe you my life. Minion tried to kill me. I'm up for anything to help you. I've been with him, and he's pure evil. I'll tell you everything I know.
If that's true... CJ and the others are protected right now because they are young. Also, this gives us time to get them ready. A bunch of us need to pull together and get those kids ready. I've seen CJ, notice things in a spiritual way that is really something. He has a significant gift. All of those kids do, really. I pray over them. And for them all the time. I have a feeling all of the club is gonna be a part in all of this somehow. I've been working for them, watching. Pretty remarkable kids.
No argument there.
I'll keep on with teaching and training them spiritually.
Ow!
Sorry.
It's fine. I'm fine. How much longer?
About an hour, I'd say. If we go too fast, it'll get worse for you. The trail is pretty rough.
It's fine. I'm grateful for your help. Just grateful to be alive.
I'll start working with them on strategy. We can play games where they'll need to plan an attack and get back safely. Teach them to think.
That would be great. At some point, they will need to train to fight. I guess I can start them off with that.
This is all so overwhelming. CJ and the others are going to one day battle dark forces?
Hey, Dad, look at us. These little pine cones fit right into our nose holes.
That's great, CJ.
Nose holes? That's great! Nose holes is nearly 27% funnier than nostrils. Nicely done.
Ow, 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 ow. Hey, Dad?
What can I do for you, son?
These cute little pine cones, they don't want to come out of your nose hole. Ow, 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 ow. Never put pine cones in your nose, Dad.
Oh, this is so miserable. Ow! Oh, oh!
Well, they both have
a ways to go. I know it seems a lifetime away, but this is like a storm that is coming at us. It may be years out, but it'll be on us one day, and we better be ready.
I guess this is the future for all of us, whether we like it or not.
There are forces at work here. We will need you and me, maybe some others, to prepare, to pray, to fight, and eventually to rescue the lost of Shadow Valley.
Nether Beaver here. Did you know that we have a big blank wall in the clubhouse that needs to get filled up? So how about this? Parents, take a photo of your child listening to Paws and Tails, wherever they happen to listen. It could be comfy places, funny places. You know we'd love to see them. And I will personally post these photos on that blank wall for all to see. Got some tape right here. Just send them into pawsandtails.org. This is so fun.
Well, they did finally get Mendel into town safely, and Doc Lowell is doing his best to get him back on his feet. The next day after church, Papa Chuck was in his rocker and had the club playing around him on the front porch of his fix-it shop.
Bet you can't do that again.
Bet she can! Go, Stace! Do it again! Do it again!
No, you gotta call it first. What are you gonna hit?
The knot below the lowest branch.
Dead center?
Sure. Dead center. But this is too light. I need a bigger...
Oh, how about this one? It's round and smaller than a baseball, but...
Perfect! Toss it here.
Ouch! Marcia, really?
Sorry. Not very good at throwing.
Yeah, this one is just right. Okay. And...
That's remarkable, Stace.
Thanks.
I don't think it hit the knot dead center.
Dead center, Ned Cleaver. It was dead center.
Okay.
So when did this all start? We could have used this kind of throwing last baseball season.
Yeah, CJ was all over the map.
Hey.
All over the county.
Was that really...
Remember when he hit the snack lady and the shoulder thingy?
Guys, there is no need
to... In the clavicle! Right in the clavicle! Ended her snack season right then and there.
It was bad. She's back, though. Right as rain, though.
Clavicle is a funny word.
It is a funny word.
I don't know where it came from. It just kind of started sometime back, but it seems to have changed lately.
She's even better if she does it the flippy way.
What is the flippy way?
We found some old chip dishes that they threw out behind the diner. I started flipping them, kind of backhand, into the dumpster.
It was crazy. They flew wherever she wanted them to go. Choo-choo-choo. It was amazing.
Quite a gift. Okay, guys. Game for the day.
I just love game for the day.
Goose, you crack me up.
I've hidden a small wooden box for each of you somewhere on the other side of the garden. Nana Cindy is weeding her tomatoes today. You need to move silently. Get the box with your name on it and get back here without her even knowing you went by.
First one back is king for the day.
Nothing you have to worry about, Slowpoke.
When do we start?
Now.
Go!
I'm gonna get first.
Those kids scattered like marbles and disappeared in an instant. They thought they were just playing a fun game. But, well, we know what Papa Chuck is up to now.
Oh, hey, Ned. Good to see you this afternoon.
Oh, nuts. Hey, Nana Cindy.
Hey, Marcia. What are you both up to?
Hi there, Nana Cindy. Just playing?
Anyone interested in a garden fresh slice of perfectly ripe tomatoes?
Oh, count me in.
The other kids crawled, slithered, and basically moved like smoke all the way to the boxes and back to Papa Chuck in practically no time at all.
I'm back first. Ha! I'm first!
Good job. This is Ned's box. Why didn't you get yours?
It wasn't there. You didn't have one.
Because I grabbed it first. Slowpoke. I present my box and CJ's box.
Oh, you make me so mad sometimes.
Okay, you two. Go get some of Nana Cindy's tomatoes. They are truly amazing.
I'll get there first.
Oh, brother.
Okay, Goose. You can come out now.
How'd you know I was here?
I watched you the whole way.
That was really fun.
I saw you let CJ and Stacy come in first.
Oh, that. Well, they just love to be first, don't you know? It was real fun. I'm going for a tomato. See ya.
These kids really are very special. I just pray they are up for the battles that are coming. Heavenly Father, protect us all.
When the storm clouds start to gather and trouble's drawing near, I will send my plea to God above. I will not fear. And though some may trust in chariots, I'll pray to Him instead. It might look like surrender, but when I bow my head, prayer. They were warriors too, for David prayed within the cave, Daniel the lion's den. And when I call out to the Father, I am just like them.
Bye.
Anytime I face a giant or a sea I can't get past, there is one who's sure to help me if I stand in faith and ask. So I put on God's mighty armor and pray with hands held tight. And each day with him beside me, I'll keep fighting the good fight. I'll keep fighting the good fight. 'Cause I'm a warrior.
Make no mistake, I'm lifting up a prayer with every breath I take. I'm a warrior for the kingdom of the Lord. He is my strength, my shield, my sword. I'm a warrior when the battle's on the way. You know you're gonna fight.
Storm clouds start to gather, I will not fear.
To order a copy of today's program, The Warriors, just visit us online at pawsandtails.org. The Warriors was written and directed by David Carr. The song, I'm a Warrior, was written by Sandy Howell and Nick Brown. Music was by Tim Hossman, and our sound designer was Eric Basil. Paws and Tales is an Insight for Living Ministries production.